You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The materials are often actually brand new, but I think my way of assembling them is very spontaneous and very quick.
And it does look rickety, doesn't it? I mean, they do look rickety. I mean, I'm looking at part of your doc, Tate Britain Commission. And yeah, it does look, you wouldn't want to sort of crawl under it just in case it fell on you.
I like perilous things. Ah. I like the sense of sculpture that is only just holding itself together, is balancing. I'm very interested in that way in which things can be about to fall or have fallen.
So is that a metaphor for some? I mean, is it just a purely physical thing? You like the appearance of the sensation you get, or does it mean something? You know, we live in a perilous world, or something like that.
I think the metaphor has grown. I think I'm one of those artists who probably doesn't quite know what my work is about at the outset, but it begins to discover itself as I make it.
Ah.
And in a way, the way things can collapse in front of me.
And they do?
Oh, yes, yes. Right. And then I can start again.
So you have to build them in the gallery where they're being displayed?
No, I usually build them in the studio as a kind of practice run.
Right.
And then we go, certainly at the Tate, it needed a lot of practice runs because we had to work with quite stringent engineers and health and safety.
Oh, gosh, of course.
Yeah, health and
people
safety.
People in yellow coats or something.
Yes,
high-vis yes. jackets.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
But I tell you, one of the things that really fascinated me is that you destroy them at the end of it all and recycle the material. Do you always do that?
No.
But sometimes?
Sometimes I have. In the past I have, yes. Because I've always liked working beyond my own scale. I've always liked reaching up into the architecture of spaces and using the sections that are my own scale, but when you start to assemble them, they become
something else.
Something else.
Yeah.
And
so on that basis, you'll never get to be as rich as Damien Hirst because you can't sell them for millions and millions of pounds.
I hadn't thought of that.
How refreshing.
There might be a little change of practice, a little tweak that might be required now as a result of that interview.
I must rethink my what's left of my so-called...
Look out, Hirst, she's on your tail.
Absolutely.
So just a word about the Biennale, because, of course, that's a huge honour.
Yes, it's a massive honour, and I'm completely astonished because, in a way, I've been that thing called a minor British artist.
Right, an MBA.
An MBA, exactly, for most of my working life. And now I'm getting things that were beyond my wildest dreams. So it is completely extraordinary. And I thank the British Council for selecting me. It's quite fantastic, and it is a great honour, yes.
Well,
and the building is extraordinary there.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.